Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, listeners. Good evening, people. This is the Pacifica Audit Committee meeting on September 27th.
24th.
I'm sorry. September 24th. Yes. September 24th at 7:30 Eastern Time. And my name is Fred Blair. I'm the chair of the committee. Margie Wilkinson is our secretary. Margie, you want to call the roll?
Sure, except it's, I hope it's 5:30 Eastern Time and not, 5:41.
It's 5:30 Pacific Standard.
8:41 in New York and 5:41 here, right?
Okay, my computer says 5:39, but that's fine.
Okay,
that's close enough.
Okay, so I'll call the roll. Carolyn Burden. Fred Blair.
Present.
Jane Gatewood.
Present.
Donald Goldmacher. Hello, Jane.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Frank Lefevre checking in.
Okay, Frank. I'm calling roll now. I'll get to you in a minute. William Herwagen. Nancy Henschel.
I'm here.
Melinda, tell me, how do you pronounce your name, Melinda? I got the Doan part, but what's the middle part? Melinda? Lost her. She was there earlier. Do you know Nancy Henschel?
Eiley.
What?
Eiley.
Eiley Doan. Okay, got it. Okay. Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Luzette King.
Yes, I'm here.
Janet Coburn.
Here.
Frank Lefevre.
Here.
Robert Mark.
Here.
Brenda Medina.
Present.
And Margie Wilkinson. Okay, and so absent are, at this point, are Carolyn Burden, Donald Goldmacher, William Herwagen, and Lawrence Reyes has requested an excused absence.
I think William Herwagen said he was present.
He did? William?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't hear that.
Okay. So, okay, but we have a quorum at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. I have, Janet, can I request that Margie just restate the people present?
Sure.
The names of the people present.
Okay. What I have is present are Fred Blair, Jane Gatewood, Nancy Henschel, Melinda Ely Doan, Campbell Johnson, Lucette King, Janet Coburn, Frank Lefevre, Robert Mark, Brenda Medina, and myself.
And the count is what? Is that 11?
Okay, very good. Now we're up to 12.
Very good.
And Belinda is on the call. Is Belinda on the call?
Melinda. Ely Doan. Melinda is on the call. She responded. Melinda?
Eiley.
Eiley Doan.
Yes.
Okay. Well, next step is approval of the agenda. I sent out a tentative agenda very late. And did people get a chance to take a look at it? It's very simple. At this point, the agenda had basically two pieces of business. That was to a discussion of, I put down a tentative discussion of the 990 tax forms and CPB AFRs, and the discussion of our making a recommendation this year to the PNB on selecting an audit firm.
Janet, people, back.
Okay, Janet.
Benefit of fact.
Hi, Carolyn on the call. Sorry to be late.
Welcome, Carolyn. Again, the two people for the stack were Melinda?
Janet.
Janet and Brenda and who was the third person? Okay. any case, I have a tentative agenda. Do people want to make modifications or changes to it? For this year?
Those are the two items, and selection of a firm for the next audit.
Right.
I thought there were three items, or is it two?
Well, I basically put down two items, which was discussion on both of those items, not because we don't actually have the 990, we haven't received the 990 tax form yet, and we really need to have a discussion about how we're going to go about making our recommendation to the P&B on next year's audit firm. Not that I just wanted to get a sense of the committee on both of these items, since they're up and coming business. Okay.
Jane Gatewood, did you add a stack, Fred?
Yeah. I'm moving to the stack now. Janet, you're the first one on.
Okay, so first of all,
welcome to Loop Up. Enter an access code, then press pound. To cancel, press star. Enter an access code. One moment, please. You're the first person in this conference. Please stay on the line. Welcome to Loop Up. Enter an access code, then press pound. To cancel. One moment, please. Loop Up is recording this call for the call leader's future use.
Hi, my agenda here. Somebody just joined the meeting.
I hear. No, it's Otis dialing back in again.
Okay. So we have two modifications to the agenda. We have an addition of follow-up items on the follow-up items for the committee to pursue on in terms of the audit this year, and then the second item was. Would you restate that again, Janet? The second item was...
Yes, clarification of the roles of management versus finance committee versus audit committee.
I'm writing this down. Management versus the audit versus governance?
Finance versus audit.
Okay. Is there any?
And then just one other thing. You know, the change, the NIT, October 22nd, not October 24th, for the item number one.
I'm checking the date there. I thought our next meeting was. You're right. It is October 22nd. I made a mistake. Okay. Thank you, Janet. So is there any objection to adding those two items to the agenda? Hearing none, they've been added. Does the committee approve the agenda? Is there any objections to approval of the agenda? Hearing none, we have an agenda. Okay, again, now we come to the approval of the minutes from the August 27th meeting. William, I believe it was William Herwagen that sent me a modification to the minutes just before this meeting. I'm looking that up right now.
And I have sent you a modification also, which is essentially the same as William's.
Changing the word approve of the audit to accept the audit.
Yeah, what I have stated, I've sent you an email to the list that you should have received it moments ago, and it says the motion was to accept the audit and to report to the PNB that we had done so.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I will correct the minutes to show that.
Okay, is there any objection to making that change in the minutes? Okay, if nobody objects to that change, we will change the wording in the minutes from approve of the agenda, approve of the audit to accept the audit. And is there any...
And to report to the PNB that we had done so.
I'll take care of that as well.
I don't... This is Jane Gatewood. I don't recall who made the motion, but I remember a lot of us had the same idea, so...
Hey, I'm not a lawyer, but that's probably the proper language for the audit committee. Approval seems to indicate some kind of a philosophical approval, whereas accept is probably the correct term.
Robert,
you have the floor.
I concur with both gentlemen's recollection. We did have some discussion about what the motion was, and we finally came down to that language, which William included in his email, and I think that is the correct statement of what we approved. And I also have another point about the minutes. The minutes should reflect when we went into executive session and that the committee took no votes while in executive session.
So this is Margie. I didn't write down the times for anything. So if anybody, tonight I have noted when we began, but in previous minutes, I didn't do that, not once, ever. So if somebody has the time, I'll be happy to put it in, and I agree that
I'm
to
just trying
add
to
it.
Make the Corporation for Public Broadcasting happy.
Okay, well, I'll do it in the future.
Thank you, Margie. And the committee is supposed to report back from executive session. That language should probably be included in the minutes.
Okay.
Is there any additional objection to the minutes at this point?
Mr. Chair,
Campbell.
It's Campbell.
You have the floor.
I got called off on another call, so I missed some of the minutes. So what I'll have to do is to abstain. I do want to make mention, though, that. And I don't think it came up in our discussion previously, but it came up in a discussion that we had regarding the budget for WPFW in terms of restricted funds. And I just want to affirm in the audit report the restricted funds pertaining to WPFW. Okay? So that can come up in our discussion later on.
Okay. It's not appropriate here in discussing the minutes. Okay, so Campbell just wanted to state that he abstains from voting on accepting of the minutes, but I hear no objection, so therefore the minutes are approved from August 27th meeting. Okay.
Minutes approved as corrected, it should say, I think.
Thank you, Margie. Minutes approved as corrected. Okay. Next announcement is that our next meeting of the Audit Committee will be October 22nd, which is the fourth Tuesday of the month, which is our standard meeting date. And we don't have any special meeting set up scheduled at this time. Okay, we're moving into the first point of the agenda, which is a follow-up on tasks related to the audit report. I guess the chair should state that I have requested documents from management, which we were supposed to have a special meeting September 10th to go over the 990 tax form and the AFRs for the CPB. None of that was provided, so I basically canceled that special meeting. As far as I know, I haven't received a date in which our schedule in which we will receive those form those documents. Jane, do you have any follow up documents that you'd like to mention that we should be?
Yeah, this is. Can you hear me okay?
No,
Jane,
we can't. Real bad.
Jane, are you?
I'm going to hang up and call. Oh, I'm on the computer. I'm going to hang up and call back in. I'd like to get back on the stack as soon as I call back in, okay? If I can.
That's fine.
Campbell, okay. Stack.
Okay, Campbell, you have the floor.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that if you didn't get this meeting that was supposed to take place on the 10th of September, the 24th now, and I think that a correspondence should be sent to management, to CFO and our IED, that this meeting did not take place because the one thing about the Audit Committee is that it's a very serious entity. It's got responsibilities outside of the foundation, and it should be documented if we aren't getting cooperation.
Thank you, Campbell. We're getting a lot of noise on the line. If people, please mute your phones if you're doing some multitasking work while we're trying to have a discussion. Campbell, we can probably make that directly known to the CFO when he comes on the line any time now. Raul, are you on the line yet? Hello?
Jane Gatewood back on the call.
Okay, Jane, you have the stack. I mean, you have the floor at this point.
Mm-hmm. I'll be right with you.
We can't hear you.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to catch up with that. I was on the internet phone. So, yeah, I just wanted to be clear that the list that I think it was Janet read to us earlier, that's what I understood that we were supposed to meet on September 10th. I understood that we would be needing to receive the management letter and the other two items that, I apologize. Was it Janet who gave us that list earlier? There was three lists?
Yes. Yes, it was me. It was Janet.
Right. So that's the list that I understood we were waiting to meet with the auditor about. So that's the list that I would like to see forwarded to Raul for clarification that we were anticipating meeting with the auditor for these items, and we would like to schedule a special meeting. If it has to be an executive session, then I think, we just need to be clear about why. But in any event, that I did not understand at all that we were meeting to review the CPB report of the 990. I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, you know, that's my recollection also. I've been waiting for a month on this note about the management of the local control.
Is that Frank?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So I don't know if you remember my specific request. I don't know if I should put it into a motion if we just keep talking, but that list that Janet provided, I would like that list to be, if you could forward that to Raul, just for clarification, that's what we were anticipating a meeting about.
Second.
Janet Stack.
Thank you, Janet.
Should I...
Point of information.
Did you want to
was
speak?
Was that a
Janet?
Motion?
Yeah, I
just wanted to say that I will email my notes about that to the list.
Was that Janet?
Janet.
Thank you, Janet. Somebody is crinkling paper there. It's making a lot of noise. Could you mute your microphone? Okay. It seems to me, Jane, that you should probably make that into a motion so that we can pass it and make it official to management.
I thought I did, and I thought I heard Campbell second it.
Yes, I did second it.
Okay, so I'll repeat what I thought was a motion.
We're trying to move it right along.
Thank you. Yeah,
right.
Move that the chair communicate that list as read by Janet. With a message that the audit committee was anticipating meeting with the auditor to review those three items, and that's what our next meeting.
Could you, Jane? Could you type that up and send it as an email to the committee?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Campbell.
Yes. Just a quick point on that. That we would like to have the documents at least 24 hours before the meeting takes place. We don't want them the same time that we are meeting, okay?
Jane, do you accept it as a friendly amendment?
Request, I mean, that could be in the message. Sure, that sounds like a really good idea, but I can type it up in a second. Let me see what...
Okay.
Let me see if... if Janet's going to forward her notes, then I'll go ahead and wrap it in.
Does anybody else in the committee want to discuss that motion?
Without objection.
Okay. Is there any objection to that motion?
I just like to say one thing. I specifically remember the auditor saying he was not preparing the 990, so we need to make this request of ours get to the CFO.
Okay, point of clarification, my motion did not have anything to do with the 990, so maybe we should wait for the motion to get restated before we...
to get another motion.
Maybe Raul can clarify that when he comes on the call, if he's going to come on the call, because I've been told we're actually paying the audit firm to do fill out the 990.
Yes. Point of clarification, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Campbell.
Yes, the auditors have done the 990 in the past, and that's. I haven't looked at the work statement, but that's a typical part of, the responsibility for the, 990 is part of the auditor's responsibility and what we pay them for.
Okay. Anybody else like to take part in the discussion?
Yeah, William Fishback.
Okay, William, you have the floor.
Yeah, Campbell's been on the board longer than I have, but I've been listening for a while, for several years, and in the last few years, it was the former CFO who was doing the 990s, and corrections were required, so... after they were filed, corrections they had to be refiled. So it may not be a bad idea to have the auditor doing it, unless, perhaps, the new CFO would not make those kind of mistakes. Thank you.
Janet Speck.
Yes, Jan. Hold. I was going to make one comment as chair. I've been told that both the audit firm and our CFO are jointly filling out that 990, but that's not definitive. Was that Janet?
Yes.
Go ahead, Janet.
All right. I'm a little confused where we are in the agenda, but I thought we were still on the follow-up. But I just wanted to let you know I emailed the committee the notes about the letters that the auditor said he would send.
Thank you.
I just got an email from Raul. Let's see what it says. He says, unfortunately, I am on a National Finance Committee meeting right now, probably not until 7:30 p.m. So I guess he intends to show up at 7:30. Well, wait a second. It's 6:20 now. Well, things are changing dynamically as we speak. Okay. So, yeah, Janet, I did receive your letters, your notes. Okay, so is there anything more for follow-up on the audit report?
Jane Gatewood for the stack.
Okay, Jane, you have the floor.
I'm trying to squash this into a nice, simple, clear motion so everybody will know what we're voting on, but it is basically just to clarify that the follow-up to the current audit is that we're expecting to meet with the auditor on these three, to review these three items, and that we would like to have them in advance. But if you just give me about 2 minutes, I'll have that hammered into a nice, simple motion for us, okay?
Jane, I thought we already approved your motion, but...
Do you know what the wording of the motion was? Do you have any idea what we approved?
No.
Thank you.
But if as soon as you finish that and send it off, I'll read it to people and we can formally approve it.
Yeah, just give me 2 minutes.
There does not seem to be any objections to that, your motion. Is there any more on follow-up to...
Campbell for a stack.
Campbell, you have the floor.
Yes, since we're following up on the audit... the one point that I had mentioned previously, I think that I would like to just put on the table, and I think that it may be something that we need to clarify with our CFO, because the audit states on page 9 under restricted cash, it identifies that building fund, and they refer to it as building fund, and that's a misnomer. But there's a restricted fund, restricted cash, at WPFW for $208,430. That is restricted. I pointed this out to the CFO on a conversation that we had online at a LSB meeting that this was restricted and was not available to the network as a whole, and I was told by the CFO that the PNB voted for it to be available in general and that he would be a signer on that. That is a huge problem, and I want to make sure that my objection to that is noted, because these funds were given to WPFW specifically for WPFW. And there's, when you have restricted funds, the law is that the organization cannot decide that it wants to do something different with them. These funds are restricted. That's why they're called restricted. And I want to make that abundantly clear. In fact, I would ask if the chair of the committee might review this notation on page 9 under item 4
restricted cash, and provide the CFO with the correspondence regarding that. This, you know, these funds, and there are about seven different groups of funds down here that are identified as restricted, that they are indeed restricted for WPFW, the $208,000, and that they are not to be accessed by anybody else without WPFW's explicit approval.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring up the audit, the final audit. Agenda.
And I believe both Jane and Lucette were at the meeting when I we had the CFO on the phone, and he made mention as he did, and I think that it's important for him to be aware of what the law is.
Thank you, Campbell. Is there anybody else for the stack on this item?
Mr. Chair, would a motion be in order on this?
Do you want me to read the other motion or just wrap up this with
Is this Jane?
Yeah. You want to go wrap up with Campbell first?
I think we have to deal with Jane's motion before we get another motion.
Yeah, let's
deal with Jane, why don't you read your motion?
Okay. I move that we ask our committee chair to request an update from Paul O'Grady and or Raul concerning when we might meet to review the follow-up documentation, the following follow-up documentation concerning the FY 2012 audit. One, management letter. Two, letter on internal control. Three, other observations letter, with the understanding that we would like to have the documentation at least 24 hours prior to our meeting.
Second again.
Okay, second again. Is there any objection to this motion?
Without objection.
Okay, hearing no objections, the motion is passed.
I'll send that over.
I'm sorry?
I'll send that out to you guys.
Thanks, Jane.
Thank you. Okay, Campbell.
Yes.
So let me get a sense of your motion. You want the chair to communicate with the CFO?
The CFO and the auditor. I mean, that's redundancy because the auditor put it in his report. To communicate, to correspond with the CFO and the auditor to indicate that the funds that are restricted on page 9 for WPFW are indeed only for use by WPFW, and that the law, I don't know if you're familiar with the law, but that it is required that they be expended on the authority of WPFW.
I'll
but
second that.
It is the law that restricted funds are restricted.
Oh, is that Frank Lefebvre?
No, it's Donald seconding Campbell.
I'm sorry, who's that seconding Campbell?
Donald. Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D.
Donald Goldmacher.
Okay. Your sound is a little distorted. That's why. Okay.
This is
Donald. Thank you.
Fred, would Campbell, would you send that in writing to the committee so I can put it in the minutes?
Okay, surely.
Because I couldn't write that fast.
Okay, I will do that right away.
Yes, I concur with Margie. Having it in writing is much clearer for everybody involved. I'm having problems finding the audit in my computer here. I'm not sure why.
It was sent. I have it for Friday the 13th of September, sent by Raul.
This is Robert Stack.
Okay, Robert, you have the stack.
I'm having a little trouble understanding what the issue is with these restricted funds. If they are shown as restricted funds, then Campbell says they're restricted for use by PFW, as opposed to being a building fund. I'm wondering what's the issue. They're in the audit as a restricted fund. I assume then that they are restricted funds.
Mr. Chair, may I respond to that?
Yes, Campbell.
Thank you very much. The question came up when there's a discussion about WPFW's budget, and the CFO indicated that he was signatory on all of Pacifica's accounts and that he had been authorized in this regard by the PNB. And I indicated to him that the PNB has no authority to change the restrictions that a donor places on specific funds. And it seemed as though he had a different understanding.
If point of personal inquiry again.
Robert, go ahead.
Yes, it seems to me that you're talking two different subjects. One is whether they're restricted, and two is the process of how the funds might be spent for a restricted purpose. I hear you saying that you are objecting to the fact that Raul has made a signatory on an account for those funds. You have not said that he had indicated he would spend those funds for anything other than what PFW would spend funds for.
He had, as my understanding, and maybe Jane or Lucette may have a different understanding on this, but my understanding was that he thought that these funds were available because of a PNB action to PNB to do with them as they would.
Jane for the staff.
Okay. Thank you.
Can you hear him for the stack? William for the stack also.
Okay. Hold on. Campbell, I'm just going to respond that my understanding is that restricted funds are restricted. That's just to a specific purpose. But I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. I don't really know the law in detail. So I
you know enough that you know the essentials.
Yeah, the word restricted usually means restricted, but I don't know if there's any conditions under which that can be violated. In any case, Jane, you have the stack next, and then William.
Yeah, I just wanted to respond to the comment that I heard the CFO make was I had no idea what was being asked, and so whatever he said in response, it seemed in keeping. I mean, I totally have no clue what can. I mean, I understand that we have an issue with a restricted grant. And we want to make sure that there's appropriate controls over that. But I actually don't understand Campbell's question, so whatever Raul may have said about it in response at the meeting didn't make any more sense to me than the question did. So.
Campbell, this is the chair. I am looking at section 4 on page 9 under restricted. And I see the $468,000 for it's $208,000 for the building fund at WPFW.
Correct.
Thank you for correcting me. Okay, William, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'd just like to ask Campbell. He said it was on a budget discussion, but I thought he said LSB. Was it an NFC recorded meeting that I could listen to it if I wanted?
Yes, you should be able to, and it was my understanding that it was recorded, yes.
And so this was a PNB, not PNB, a National Finance Committee?
No. This was at an LSB meeting where we approved the budget for the upcoming year. But I raised several questions
on your meeting.
And the CFO was on the line, and he responded to those questions.
Okay, so it's not streamed. It's not on like kpfcx.org.
I don't know. It was not recorded by Pacifica personnel. It was recorded. I know there are two people recording it. We were not meeting in the station, and so we were meeting in a church, and it was recorded, I think, rather informally. But I was very, Jane may not have been engaged in that part of the discussion, I was very emphatic, I think, in terms of my questioning and the responses and what I had indicated to the CFO that it was a legal requirement that these funds remain restricted.
Campbell, I agree. Everybody else seems to agree. So we just don't really get that this CFO don't think the CFO could possibly say that he authorized to spend it when legally he'd be in a big heap of trouble, so would Pacifica.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Campbell, this is Fred.
Yes, sir.
So what you're asking the chair to do is basically get a clarification from Pacifica management about these restricted funds.
Right, right. That inform Pacifica management that the funds are indeed restricted and that they are not accessible by the PNB for any other purpose.
Thank you. Somebody is clinking a glass on the line.
And we don't have any champagne.
Okay, it's just kind of irritating. Please mute your mic. Okay, anybody else for the stack?
Call a question.
Okay, is there anybody opposed to Campbell's motion?
What is the motion?
Campbell, do you want to read it?
Okay, I haven't sent it just yet. On page 9 of the audit under note number 4, restricted cash, item for WPFW of $208,430,000. This item, these funds are restricted for use by WPFW alone.
Okay.
Stack, please.
Who was that? Janet, go ahead,
that's
Janet.
Luzette.
I'm sorry, Luzette. Go ahead, Luzette.
Yeah, I want to agree with Campbell, except for one thing. It's not just for PFW loan. It's specific for building purposes, purchasing a building, anything to do with building for PFW, nothing.
Right, else. Right. Well, it's under the building fund. Yes.
Okay.
Addition on here.
Well, the question has been called. Is there anybody else wants clarification of the motion?
Who called the question?
Okay. I can't remember. Somebody did. Somebody called it.
The name is Donald again for clarification purposes. I call the question.
Okay. Who seconded it? And I'll send it out just in a moment.
I believe Jane seconded it.
Oh, okay.
No, I did not.
I seconded Campbell's original motion. Donald.
Donald? Okay.
And I am calling the question now.
Okay, thank you.
Agenda.
Okay, thank you, Donald. Is there any objections to this motion?
Not an objection as such, but I want to make sure that the motion reflects what I just said, so I'd like to hear it read, please.
On page 9 of the audit under note number 4, restricted cash, for WPFW of $208,430, these funds are restricted for use by WPFW for building fund.
Thank you.
Okay. So there's no objection. The motion passed.
This is Janet. Wait, this is Janet. I abstain. I don't know if that would be...
That's not an objection. So, who's that?
This is Ron.
Nancy to the stack.
Okay.
Please take a vote. The question is...
If we have an objection, we have to have a vote.
Jane Gatewood for the stack.
Okay, Nancy, you have the floor, and then Jane.
You know, I just had a brief question. The building funds, this is for building funds. This could also be used for purchasing funds too, right? I mean, right?
Well, purchasing building materials.
Yes.
Or purchasing a building. Items required for the relocation.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
That's even better, Campbell.
Okay, Jane, you've got, you're next.
So currently, the text on page 9 reads, Building Fund PFW, WPFW, $208,430. So what exactly is the motion?
Oh, holy Jesus.
The question has been called. Jane, I think the motion was, is Campbell wants me to get, to talk with, management and get clarification on how they interpret restricted funds.
To inform management that restricted funds are restricted. That's it's not getting clarification. We aren't asking information. We're informing management.
Amen.
Okay, I'm putting your exact words down. You want me to inform, not clarification.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. The question is called, is there any objections?
I still object.
Who's objecting?
Robert.
Okay. We have to have, okay, Margie, would you call roll? On this motion?
Absolutely. Okay.
We're calling a roll on closure.
What?
We're calling a roll on closure. Not on
closure? Oh, you object to closing debate?
Correct. I tried to get on the stack 5 times and wasn't allowed to.
Well, I'm okay.
Question still doesn't fall.
That's true.
You need to take a vote.
On closure.
Yeah, you're taking a vote on closing debate.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be one of those nights. Okay.
It's Robert's rules. We changed it by get rid of Robert's rules, but nobody wants to do that.
All right, let's do it.
Would you be satisfied if we give you the floor, Robert? And
it's out of order at this point.
Yeah, it's too late. It's too late now. You have to.
Okay.
Is that really true? I was always told that you couldn't cut off debate in committee.
If you're abiding by Robert's rules, then if there's a motion to call the question, you have to call the question.
Well,
up or down.
That may not be true because there's a lot of things that don't happen, like motions in committees under Pacifica rules don't have to be seconded. So, you know, anyway.
There is some merit to the point of view. You can't call a question in a committee meeting.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you just said.
There is some merit to whoever said that Robert's rule says you can't call the question in a committee meeting. That is correct. So if that is correct and the chair sustains that point of order, then we go back to discussing the matter.
Right.
This is Jane Gatewood, and that was a point of order that I made, and if the chair wishes to sustain it, then he can allow the discussion.
Okay, I will sustain it so we can continue the discussion. Robert, you have the floor. Since you've been wanting to speak on this issue, I think I believe it was Robert who's objected, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yes, it was. This is Don off of the stack, too.
Okay, I'm putting both of you down. So, Robert, you have the floor, and then Donald.
Janet, stack.
Okay.
Part of my concern about this motion is that Campbell represented the funds to be restricted for a purpose other than a building fund. And I guess my point is that, you know, it would be great if we were also requesting clarification, and I think we should do it across the board. Specifically tell us with respect to the restricted funds what the restrictions are, so we know that. And then secondly, it seems to me that he's incorporating into that a process which is beyond the lawful corporate, which is that somehow a station LSP might veto a decision by the PNB on how to spend restricted funds. Rather, there should be an objection for the use of restricted funds for a purpose that goes against that restriction. But to say, I mean, it's implied in this that somehow the LSP at PSU has the right to second-guess the PNB, and that's just not possible in a corporate structure that a committee of the board can overrule a board. That's all.
Robert, thank you, Robert.
May I respond on that, Ms. Chair?
This is...
Wait a minute.
let's let people go in order, Campbell. I'll put you on the stack. Donald, you have the floor.
Yes, I must confess, I've never served on a body like this. That's my preamble to what I'm going to say. Campbell's motion and point has been stated and stated about four or five times so far in this conversation. And it is simply this: to inform both the CFO, the IED, and I assume the PNB, that a restricted grant was made to WPFW, specifically for building, and that the PNB has no legal authority to overrule that, lest they wish to violate the law. Now, why that takes a half hour of conversation to get that clear is totally befuddling to me. Do people not understand English on this call?
Mm-hmm.
Or what is the problem? Or do they just like to discuss and discuss and discuss? Because I, frankly, have a lot of other things I'd prefer to be doing than listen to this farce. Period.
Thank you, Donald. Janet?
Yeah, well, it's not clear to me why this motion has to happen at all, because I assume that there is an understanding of what restricted cash is. Yeah, and so what are we saying? This committee is informing whoever what that means, what it means to have restricted money. I don't understand the need for it. I'm done.
Am I on the stack, Chair?
Lizette, I'm putting you on the stack. Campbell, you have the floor.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. The point is precisely what the question was raised by the prior speaker, because during the discussion that we had at an LSB meeting on the phone, where it was a public meeting, the CFO suggested that the PNB could take authority that on itself as to what would happen with the funds. And that is not the way I certainly understand the law to provide authority. In Pacifica, the checks are written by the general manager of the stations, and the general manager does that. That's a management function. It's not a governance function. Governance does not authorize checks or write checks. And, you know, that's the way that even Pacifica is structured. So this is something to clarify for the CFO that the PNB does not have the authority to expend these funds in any other kind of way, and these funds are to be expended for the building fund at WPFW. That's just what it's for, clarification.
Campbell, I thought that this was just to inform management that these are restricted funds.
Yes, because the discussion, when I had the discussion with the CFO in front of the entire LSB, he was of the opinion that, you know, this the restriction was to no effect. And I attempted to inform him that, you know, that's not the case. The restriction is of a major legal effect, and that it would be seriously problematic if it were violated by Pacifica.
Janet, back.
Janet, you have the floor. Lizelda was next. I'm sorry,
yes.
Janet.
Yes. It's even more concrete than the previous speaker. There are conditions that the major donor of this money specifically asked that this money be used for nothing else. And like Campbell, I became concerned when that money, the checkbook to that account is at the national office, and we did not know until that day. And so I agree with Campbell to let people know exactly the conditions under which we got that money. And secondly, if it were if the checkbook was to be moved from PFW's office, at least somebody should have told us about it. It is in order. And I mean, I really don't care about whether we are committee or not. The major donor says this is the condition under which he's giving this money, and if it were to be used elsewhere, I'm not sure what action he could take.
Can you Frank Lefevre on the sack?
Who's that?
Frank Lefevre.
Okay, thank you, Frank. Janet, you're next. Somebody else is trying to get on the stack.
Yeah. Henschel.
Okay.
It's Melinda.
Somebody's voice is breaking up.
Melinda's trying to get on.
Melinda.
Eileen Dunn.
Eileen
Dunn. Yeah,
no,
Melinda, you're on the stack.
Awesome.
Janet, you're next.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I hear what you're saying about this dedicated donation for the building fund. I still don't understand why the audit committee would be making this recommendation to me, well, and why specifically for WPFW, except that we know that for there was this particular donation. But what about all the other listings of restricted cash? Why wouldn't they also be included in this? And why is the audit committee making this recommendation? I don't know if it's appropriate. Is it something that the finance committee I'm just questioning why this motion is being presented as an audit committee motion.
Campbell, you can respond, okay?
Yes, sure. The item is listed in the audit. It's listed in the audit as restricted funds. We are affirming what the audit expresses.
That's right.
for the sake of management's clarification and understanding. I don't know if the issue at all has come up with other stations, but it certainly has come up with WPFW. I would feel remiss in terms of my fiduciary responsibility if I did not bring it up and ensure that in this forum, where we are reviewing the audit, where we are taking notice of the audit, that we do not acquaint the management with something they should understand.